Charlotte Mayo, the Franklin Matters Radio Show. This session shares part of the Franklin, Mass. Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, January 19, 2022. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council, Town Administration personnel, police retirement individuals, along with their guests and family members, were in the council chambers. Some members of the public participated in person, some via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distance requirements of this pandemic period. I've split the just about 2 hour and 5 minute meeting into three logical segments. First covers the opening and the recognition of the three police department individuals, approximately 29 minutes. Second covers the major portion of the meeting, about an hour and 7 minutes, which is all of the DPW budget overview and question and answer session. Third covers the remainder of the meeting, the legislation for action, into town administrator report, council comments, and the meeting close, about 29 minutes. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda and to the other documents associated with this. So let's listen to this segment of the town council meeting of January 19, 2022.
Let's see.
No subcommittee.
And I don't believe any of the subcommittees have met since our last meeting. And we'll move on to legislation for action. First legislation is resolution 22-04, adoption of 2021-2022 Town Council goals.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 22-04, adoption of Town Council 2022-23 goals. Whereas the Town Council, the Town of Franklin, recognize the importance of setting goals for projects and initiatives on a biannual basis, wishes to formally adopt the 2022-23 Town Council and Town Administration goals, a copy of which is attached hereto as Exhibit 1. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Franklin Town Council hereby adopts the 2022-23 Town Council and Town Administration goals of the Town of Franklin, a copy of which is attached hereto as Exhibit 1. Said adoption is effective until revised or revoked by resolution of the Franklin Town Council. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 22-04.
Second. Motion and second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this was the formal vote on the goals. We had the discussion at the last meeting on the 5th. If you notice in the document, there were a few highlighted areas in red, which reflect some of the suggestions that came from the board at that meeting. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions from the council. Councilor Pellegrini.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a question about presentations and discussions. Should we add on that list the Brick School for a discussion, since we're doing things to it? And
through you, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to add it.
I think that we should.
Okay.
Yep. And the Davis Thayer School under discussions, you know, to see what's going to happen with that. And
up to date, it's still not been turned over.
No.
So it's
I
still not
that.
Ours.
And that's
so.
The question. Well, that's under comments. I had that. But to add it here for discussion, that would be good.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. I thought I had on here a Davis Thayer committee.
You know, we talked about it.
General government. Where are you? It's on here somewhere. Oh, under facilities. And actually, there's a rehabilitate the Red Brook Schoolhouse is already on the list.
Okay, so it's there.
It's under facilities, and then consider a committee for the reuse of Davis Thayer, okay. Which both by nature would require presentations or
right.
Some
anyway,
sort of public piece too.
Okay.
Going to come back
Jamie.
Before us.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Questions or comments? Councilor Frangillo.
Yeah, mostly just through you, Chair. Want to say thank you for adding a whole bunch of things and just about everything I talked about. One in particular, I'm very happy to see that we've added the investigation of a net zero emissions plan. We have a very active student advocacy group. We have a very active adult advocacy group, climate advocacy group in town. There's a lot of Franklin residents that want us to be more proactive in doing our part to curb our town emissions. And I'm happy to see that that's incorporated into our goals. The only one that I think I mentioned that I did not end up seeing on here, and it's not that I necessarily need to see it on here now, but I do hope that we consider my proposed language was discuss opportunities for a more equitable taxation system. This is something that a resident had brought forward. He had proposed a progressive property tax, but there are other options that are being floated around. You have real estate transfer fees, land value taxation, just more tax exemption programs. I think that there are other opportunities for us to review the potential of a more equitable taxation system. So if it's not included tonight in the goals, I hope that we continue to look at opportunities to find it regardless. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Frondillo. Any other councillors, any questions? Okay, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution. I'm sorry, I didn't see any hands up, but is nope. There anyone in the audience that would like to speak?
Oh, Justin.
There's one.
Who?
It's two.
We have Justin Bates and Ted McIntyre.
Okay, Justin, if you just name and address, please.
Absolutely, thank you, Chair. Justin Bates, off Chestnut Street. I am here today to support that draft language under general government, which makes Franklin accountable for taking steps towards becoming a net zero community. The Next Generation Roadmap Bill, right, was passed through the Massachusetts House and Senate a little bit more than a year ago today. It was favorably voted on by both of the Franklin state senators, right, Senate President Spilka and Senator Rausch, and our state rep, Jeff. Out of the 197 elected officials throughout the state, actually 93% voted yes on this bill. So it was an overwhelming endorsement of the goals. Though that was never guaranteed, that was the easy part, right? This bill, among other features, increases the requirement for offshore wind power, codifies the definition of environmental justice populations. But the major one here is it also sets a roadmap to net zero by 2050 with emission reductions 50% by 2030, 75% by 2040, and steps in between. So this is where the pedal hits the metal, and we appreciate the language being added to the town goals, because this is a chance for Franklin to step up and take the lead, right? A net zero world is something that was considered pie in the sky at one point, but this is the transformational change that's now considered necessary, right, to mitigate the climate disaster. This language under the general government goal is no means revolutionary. It starts the very necessary process of figuring out how we could craft Franklin's net zero emissions plan to keep up. I appreciate the council considering this, and I thank you for including it. Thank you all.
Thank you. Mr. McIntyre, name and address, please.
Hi. Thank you, Chairman Mercer and councilors. My name is Ted McIntyre. I have lived on Jefferson Road in Franklin since 1994. I am here today also to support the draft language under general government in the town goals document. This language makes Franklin accountable for taking steps towards becoming a net zero community. A net zero municipality produces zero net carbon pollution. Now, this means the community gets as much energy from renewable resources as it uses. Getting to net zero usually comes from a combination of building efficiencies, that is to say, improvements to existing buildings and through improved building codes, but also through local clean energy production and the purchase of renewable energy from other places. Buildings are the second largest source of emissions in Massachusetts. And in particular, using gas-powered cook stoves reduces the quality of indoor air, sometimes to be twice as bad as EPA limits are allowed. Also, homes that are fueled by fossil fuel, in particular natural gas, threaten long-term health, especially for people living near major corridors like I-495. As we continue to navigate the COVID crisis, we see that indoor air quality affects people's ability to recover from COVID. So it's important that we not allow COVID-compromised people to be breathing unhealthy air. We must make sure that our buildings are transformed from polluters to protectors of our health as we continue to go forward. Please adopt the proposed language so that Franklin can remain a leader by providing a safe, healthy, and sustainable community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else out in Zoom land that would like to, that has a comment or a question?
Justin?
I have a second testimony, if that's allowed. I'm not sure.
It's not allowed. Yeah, you get one shot.
Sorry.
Okay, is there anyone else? Yes, please come forward. Just name and address, please.
Michael Ryan, 120 Eric Drive. I've been a resident of Franklin for over 20 years. Very happy here. I'd just like to thank Councillor Frangillo for emphasizing 2 weeks ago to about the net zero language. I'm in full agreement with my two neighbors who have spoken and ardently support your support, or ask for your support of this town goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in either the council chambers or on Zoom? I don't see anything. Julie, nothing. Okay. The vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 22-04. A majority votes required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 22-05, FY22 transfer of MEC appropriation. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an appropriation, resolution 22-05 for a transfer to FY22 regional dispatch appropriation to MEC Public Safety Stabilization Fund. The purpose is to transfer the FY22 regional dispatch appropriation to the MEC and Public Safety Stabilization Fund. Amount $435,074. Be it moved and voted by the Town Council that the sum of $435,074 be transferred from FY22 Regional Dispatch Appropriation to the MEC Public Safety Stabilization Fund. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 22-05.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just for folks that don't know or haven't heard this before, I know some of you have heard it probably too many times, but we're in the middle of a five-year grant cycle due to the merger of two regional dispatch centers, the one here locally for the four towns, Metacomet, and then also Mendon and Millville were technically a regional dispatch center themselves. And so we merged those two regional centers into one. And as a result, we qualified for a five-year development grant. And each year, as a result of that, there's some excess funds that we needed to budget. This year, we got 100% of the full assessment for Franklin paid for by the state, 100%. So over the last 2 years, the state's paid almost $2.5 million full ride for the town of Franklin's regional dispatch center, which is an incredible value. The difficulty is that when these grant cycles are off in 3 years, the full bill is going to come back to the town of Franklin. And so a few years ago, what we did is we set up a stabilization account, a savings account, to save the requisite amount of money for a full year, approximately, so that when that fiscal year, or maybe two, we can use these funds to patch that gap to help ease the town back into the reality of the real world, where we're back on, we have to pay for the full tab. So this is a technical vote. We wait on this vote till later in the year. Why? We don't do it during the budget process because we wait for all the paperwork to get signed by the state. We wait for the check to show up and we make sure that the bill is going to be paid. We know they're good for it, but it takes a little while with the paperwork. So that's why the vote's coming tonight, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Questions from the council? Questions from the audience? Okay, Vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 22-05. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution 22-06, gift acceptance, Senior Center, 1700. Clerk will read the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is resolution 22-06, acceptance of gifts for the Senior Center. Whereas the Senior Center has received generous donations, totaling $1,700, to be used at the discretion of the Senior Center as follows. Donation summary, Senior Center, $1,700. One, donations to be applied towards services and programs for senior citizens in the Franklin community. First was Fletcher Hospital Corporation, $1,500. Second was Friends of Franklin Elders, $200. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Town Council of the Town of Franklin, on behalf of the Senior Center, gratefully accepts this generous donation to be used at the discretion of the Senior Center as described above. This resolution should become effective according to the provisions of the Town of Franklin Home Rule Charter.
Move resolution 22-06.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion, Jamie.
Thank you very much for the donation, and I will roll right into the introduction of the two folks next to me. So look, they came on the right night.
They did. any discussion or questions?
Just counsel?
Just thank you.
Anybody in the audience? With that, the vote will come on the motion to approve resolution 22-06. Again, a majority vote's required. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, thank you for those gifts. Moving on, Town Administrator's Report, Mr. Helen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through you, the council and the folks at home, just really quickly, I know all of you had the pleasure to meet our new Senior Center Director and Deputy Director, but just for the folks at home that are maybe watching on Franklin TV, hopefully some folks out there in the next month or two find a way down to the Senior Center and introduce yourselves as customers. But I did want to introduce Danielle Hopkins, who is a 2006 graduate of Franklin High School. Is the new director of the Franklin Senior Center. She's coming to Franklin from Atria Senior Living in Hopedale as memory care unit director, where she coordinated the daily responsibilities of that unit, including activities, events, meals, and crisis management, particularly obviously in the last couple of years. She's also served as the chair of the South Worcester County Alzheimer's Partnership that she's held since 2018. And prior to that, she worked as a music therapist for many numerous nonprofit and for-profit organizations. She's a swim. I put this in the newsletter, so everybody's going to get it anyways. But she was a swim team leader and is now assistant coach of the Hockomock Area YMCA swim team. She's been up there for 12 years. I happened to capture in my research from her profile statement on the WISE website. That said that Coach Danielle brings to the Hockomock Area Y Lightning Swim Team a sense of infectious enthusiasm. And she brings high-quality workouts, which engage and push swimmers to our program, and we are lucky to have her. I can't wait to see Danielle and Judy Perez go at it with some sort of workouts down there. I anticipate the Senior Centers might get a little sweaty. She holds a bachelor's degree in music therapy from Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. And we're extraordinarily excited to introduce Danielle to the community. In second, the town has also hired Christina LaRose as the deputy director for the Senior Center. Christina arrives in Franklin by way of the Foxborough Senior Center in the Council on Aging there. She worked there for the past few years as a social services worker and transportation coordinator. I've had many, many people, Mr. Chairman, and I'm sure many people come to you who have tugged on my arm over the last 7 weeks down in the Senior Center and said, we want a van back. We thought Christina would fit that bill after coordinating those services in Foxborough for the last few years. And prior to Foxborough, Christina worked for various social service organizations, including HESCO Elder Services, South Shore Mental Health Crisis Team, and the Southeast Rehab, as well as the Medfield Council on Aging. She has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in social work from Bridgewater State University. And we are very excited to welcome both of them to the Franklin Senior Center, where I know they've already made a huge impact in the couple weeks they're there. So we hope tomorrow, it's a quick plug, Councilor Hamlin, for the Town Council, Town Administration, and Representative Jeff Roy office hours from 8:30 to 9:30. We understand the kitchen will be closed for a little while longer, but the coffee will be on at full blast. So if anybody out there is looking for a quick cup of coffee and to come down and introduce yourselves to Danielle and Christina, we'd love to have you tomorrow morning. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jamie. And ladies, welcome. And we look forward to great things coming from the Senior Center. Okay. Next item on the agenda is future agenda items. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, through you, Mr. Chairman. It pains me to even have to bring this up, but I think many of you have seen the video that came out over the weekend by the high school students when they documented some of their struggles at the high school with bullying and with name calling, and it's about 20 minutes long. I applaud them for the bravery to put it together. I spoke to Chairman Spencer of the school committee, and I know that she and Dr. Hearn are addressing it with various subcommittees and addressing it with staff. I would like to see on a very soon agenda that somebody from the school department come to us and discuss how we can help address that problem, because I truly feel like that is a public safety issue. We have children who are afraid to go to school. We have children that are being bullied going to school daily. It is not just a school department issue. I hope that my fellow counselors will agree with me. I want to see us work together with the school committee and with these other subcommittees and figure out how we can help so that these kids can go to school and feel safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Cormier-Ledger. Councilor Chandler.
Nothing at this time.
Councilor Pellegrini. Nothing. Councilor Frangillo. I'm going to skip around.
Well, I'm going to touch upon a few things and my comments, one of which was already
agenda items.
Yes.
Okay.
But related, that brings me to the future agenda item, which I know is sort of on the agenda, but I really want to make sure it still comes. I know that we have a committee to re-examine the rules of procedures. I hope that we do include language that affirms the values of both the council as well as the values of the town, and rejects hate and bullying of any sort. So that's something that I hope comes on a future agenda item.
Okay. Thank you. Councilor Sheridan.
I just second the last two comments.
Okay. Councilor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, I would like to agree with Councilor Cormier-Ledger and Councilor Frangillo on those agenda items. I think they're very important things to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Jones.
Ditto.
Thank you. Councilor comments. Councilor Hamblin.
Whoa. first of all, I'd like to reiterate that the office hours are tomorrow at the Senior Center from 8:30 to 9:30. And on a serious note, I just want to let the Jewish community here in Franklin know that I personally condemn the actions of the terrorists in Houston, and that I stand in support with you, and also the students that made the video. I really want them to know that we as a community stand up to hate, and that there is no place for hate here. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Hamblin. Councilor Pellegrini.
I don't know if it's under comments or not, but I was wondering if we would invite Paula Rooney, president, here. Did she leave already?
No, she hasn't left yet.
She hasn't. I'm wondering if we would invite her here. I mean, she's been with us for so long.
Sure. I'll have a conversation with her.
Okay.
Councilor Chandler.
Through you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for having that moment of silence for former Councilor Bazanti. That was a nice gesture today. I don't know if it's the weather or whatever, but I haven't really had any questions or concerns this week, so I'm very lucky there. And I obviously agree with Councilor Cormier-Ledger. I mean, we had brought up some other issues when they were having some swastikas and other things at the bathroom, and we didn't really get a lot of answers, so maybe we can get some now. And if you wouldn't mind, I don't have kids in the school right now, so I didn't see that video. Maybe you could send it to me so I can see what's going on. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councilor Chandler. Councilor Frangillo.
I'm just going to talk again about just a few things. One is we were once again reminded this weekend that anti-Semitism still persists. It persists around the country as well as in our own community. And we support our Jewish neighbors who are thinking of you, and we need to remain vigilant here in our own community to make sure that all our neighbors are feeling safe. And just to name the video, if anyone wants to find it, this is the LGBTQ plus discrimination project. Yeah, it's 20 minutes of testimony from Franklin High School students, particularly around their sexual identity. It's powerful, it's heartbreaking, and we need to be better as a community. This is not to in any way to condemn the school or the school department or anyone in particular. This is a community-wide issue that we need to do better, from parents to students to town leaders, about setting a culture that does not condone or allow bullying and hate to persist at the rate that it does today. That's it for me.
Thank you, Councilor Frangillo. Councilor Cormier-Ledger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank the Franklin Democratic Committee for the vigil service that they had on January 6th out on the Common. It was very powerful, and I was happy to attend. I want to also congratulate the new class of Eagle Scouts from Troop 126 here in Franklin. Kobe and I had a great time attending their Court of Honor, and it was an honor to present them with their proclamations. I wanted to say congratulations to our Franklin Cultural Council. They just announced they are awarding 23 grants totaling just over $23,000 to artists and singers and performers and people that will continue to enhance the arts here in our community, many of which are going to come to the Senior Center and to the library and to our schools. So congratulations to them, and thank you to them for all their hard work. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Cormier-Ledger. Councilor Sheridan.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. And again, I echo my fellow councilor's comments in regards to all of those things. And I guess I'd just like to close this evening and offer my sincere condolences to the entire Byzanti family over their recent tragic loss. So he was a friend, and he will be missed. So with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Nope.
So moved. No?
Second.
Second.
Who'd you skip?
I skipped Councillor Jones. Go ahead, Councillor Jones.
Purpose.
On purpose. I tried.
See?
I tried to
get you see what he tries to get away with. I tell you. These days, Mr. Chairman, I would just like to thank all the hard work by all of our staff. Congratulations on coming up to the Senior Center. Really, I look forward to seeing how things work out for y'all. And I just want to say everything that's been said by your counselors, every single counselor tonight, I'm 1,000% in agreement with everybody. And I know for a fact that collectively we can all work together to make these things happen. I trust and believe us in the town of Franklin and our community that we can stem these issues, chase them out of town, and continue to make the town of Franklin the best possible place it can be. One more quick thing.
Sure.
It is a very hopeful sign. I always try to be hopeful and optimistic about the direction that things are going. That now that the past couple of weeks have passed us with the recent rash of, I won't use the word, as Jamie said earlier, that which you don't talk about anymore. I honestly think that things are really gonna start to look up come this spring, especially when it comes to the pandemic and get moving past this recent rash. And I am very hopeful. The good news is it's 2 minutes and 10 seconds of sunlight every single day now.
it's going to be bright.
Thank you, Councilor Jones. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Non-debatable. All those in favor, signify aye. By saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you, one and all.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.